Joshua, you can get started.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day will be a day of divine provision. We decree and declare that this day will be a day, Father God, that there will be a divine hedge of protection even over your people, Father God. We decree and declare that we are truly the shield of the Lord. We decree and declare that we are truly the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare that angelic visitations begin to happen, Father God. We decree and declare that miracles begin to start working on our behalf, Father God. We decree and declare divine advancement. We decree and declare the mercy of the Lord begin to befall us. We decree and declare his grace begin to touch us. We decree and declare that this day is going to be a day, Father God, of divine advancement. We thank you now, Father God, for this week that is ahead of us, Father God. We thank you and we decree and declare, Father God, that the administration of your word begins to take place, not only in our lives, but in our children's lives. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the light of the Lord. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are the salt of the earth. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day we will be the head and not the tail. We decree and declare that this week we will be above and not beneath. Oh, Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the prayer line and start speaking.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless you for this is the day that you've made,
and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the people of God on the line. We thank you, Lord God, for our archbishop and our pastor. We thank you, Lord God, for the march, Father God, and we cover our leaders right now in the name of Jesus. We cover them with your blood, and we decree and declare divine provision and divine protection and divine angelic visitation. Father God, we hold their backs, we strengthen their hands, and we thrust them forward, Lord God, into the things of God, into the expansion of the prophetic, and Lord God, into expansion of justice in the land. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy and your protection in the name of Jesus, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father Yolanda.
Okay, move on to the next Prophet Regina.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name, oh dear God. We want to thank and praise your name for the Archbishop Ebonar Jordan, oh dear God, and Pastor Lady Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, and the company of prophets, oh dear God, that you will continue to bless the works of their hands, oh dear God. Bless their minds, oh dear God, so that they could continue to be elevated in your name, oh dear God, to speak your word, oh dear God. Lord, continue to teach us to number our days so that we can get a great heart and wisdom, oh dear God. And Lord God, we just ask that you bless the clergy as they go march on Washington on today, oh dear God, that we will have more peace in the land, oh dear God, and practice more love, oh dear God. And Lord God, continue to bless the Texas area, oh dear God, that they will come out on high, oh dear God. And Lord God, we ask a special blessing for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, that you will heal her from the top of her head, oh dear God, to the soles of her feet, oh dear God, that she shall come on top, oh dear God, and she will come out complete, whole, and delivered, oh dear God. Lord God, I want to thank you for my personal healing, oh Father God, that you will continue to bless our families, oh dear God. Bless our household, bless our marriages, bless the works of our hand, bless the debt-free families that's going to be free in Zoe Ministries, oh dear God. With these blessings, we ask in your Son Jesus' name and for that sake, amen and amen.
Next prophet.
Prophetess Terry Stinset.
Yes, yes. Father God, thank you for this opportunity once again to meet together in agreement in prayer, Lord God. Thank you for your continued favor. Thank you for your continued direction, Lord God. And thank you for your continued protection as well. And Lord, I just give you glory and honor and praise for your peace that passes all understanding that you give to your people, Lord God, as we look to you, no matter what activities are happening around us, whatever distractions might arise, Lord God, we thank you that you can give us a peace that passes all understanding, and that through you we already have the victory. The victory is already won, Lord God, and thank you for your favor in the march tomorrow. Pray that your name be glorified, Lord God, and thank you even in advance, Lord God, for your favor and protection upon each one there as well, Lord, and that your name indeed will be glorified, Father, in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. And I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy. I thank you, God, for this prayer line that we can come together in unity as one, lifting up our voices to you, God. We know that you hear our prayer. You said when two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, and we give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives, God. Thank you for advancement. Thank you for increasing us. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for the company of prophets, and thank you for their vision and for allowing us to even have this prayer line. Thank you, God. I ask you to remember each and every minister on tomorrow who's marching, God, in the name of you, Lord, for our country, for the things that are going on in our country. God, thank you, God, for showing yourself mighty, mighty, pulling down the strongholds. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your protection and for your healing and for covering them, everybody who's participating in that march. Thank you for the Master Prophet having the mind to go and be a part and to speak his word and to speak his truth. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the healing of your people. Thank you for Prophet Cynthia Dawson, how you're putting her on her feet and strengthening her and keeping her safe and protecting her and just doing what you do, God. Thank you for your healing. And, God, I ask you to remember the people in Houston and in parts of Texas who are going through with all of that water, all of the water, God, and the people in the nursing home, sitting in the nursing homes in water. Oh, God, give our government the mind to help these people and to save them, Lord. And I thank you, God. Thank you that we don't have that problem right now here in the Northeast, but God, we don't know, but we thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Heavenly Father, thank you, God. We give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way and ordering our steps, oh God. Thank you, God, because truly you're the author and the finisher of our lives, oh God. And we give you all honor and glory, oh God. And Almighty God, we pray this day for the blessings upon our schools and colleges and institutions, God, all institutions of learning, God. Thank you, God, for blessing them, heal them, and may all the children go back and forth to school safe, God. Keep your hedge of protection over them and over the schools, God, all over your universe, God, and your land, God. And we thank you, God, for fulfilling our hearts with your goodness, oh God. And we thank you, God, for giving us even proper regards for each other, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for giving us patience to walk in unity with each other, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for looking and being with Prophetess Cynthia, God. Oh God, help them, help her, oh God. And God, lift her out of her situation, God, and heal her right now, God, this day, oh God. We thank you, God. And God, we thank you, God, for insight that you give us, God. We thank you, God, for connections, oh God. We thank you, God, for making us perfect, whole, complete, and divine, God. We thank you, God, because truly you are bigger than this universe, and you are bigger than anything that life can bring, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for being with those who is in that hurricane, God. Oh, God, help them, God. Heal them, comfort them, God. Make that water cease away from them, oh, God, and from their land, oh, God, where they can continue to walk freely and live in their home with comfort, God. And, God, we want to thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh, God. And we want to thank you, God, for our great harvest, God, that you give us, God. We want to thank you, God, for our leaders, God. And we want to thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, oh God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over all your people, God, their family, their loved ones, their children, oh God. We thank you, God, and we give you our honor and praise and glory. In your mighty, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Even so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise. Knowing, Father, the Lord in the midst of us is mighty. We thank you, Father, for the unction of your anointing, Father, that will rest upon even, Lord, the ministers, Father, march this day, Father. We thank you, Lord, for being in the midst of them, Father, and going before them, my God, with your mighty strong hand, Father, uprooting every plan the enemy has structured, Father. We decree it null and void this morning in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the sword of the Lord, deliverance, my God, against every demonic force, you know, may God push back even now, Father, into outer darkness. And we decree your light will come forth, my God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the Lord, the leaders of this house, my God, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, Pastor and Prophet Deborah Jordan, my God,
and oracles, Father, of you and the earth, my God. Father, decree and declare your word, my God, line upon line, precept upon precepts, statutes upon statutes, commandment upon commandment, here a little and there a little, Father. We thank you for your word, my God, as it go forth, my God, will touch your heart, will melt stony hearts, my God, and bring it to hearts of flesh, and will melt every spirit of pride, my God, and bring it to a spirit of humility, Father, because you resist the proud, but you give it grace to the humble. So we ask you for your grace to abound in every area of the life, my God. We pray for the spirit of unity. Father, you ask your word declare how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We thank you for the unity of your spirit, Father, in the midst, Lord, of the match, in the midst of every situation, Father, that you will be glorified. We thank you for your healing, my God, knowing that healing is the children's bread. Father, you're healing even those who are sick and afflicted in body. We decree healing, and we send forth your word to raise them up, my God, your word that will not return to your void, my God. But, Father, with the always prospering thing which you have sent it and accomplished that which is pleasing in your sight, to your glory, to your praise, and your honor. We thank you for your blood that will cover, Lord, every home. We thank you for, Lord, for the spirit of agreement in our walk, my God, and agreement in our talk, my God. And, Father, we thank you for one faith, one baptism, my one God, one Holy Spirit, my God, ministering to each and every one in the name of Jesus. We thank you for, Lord Jesus, your angelical host of angels, even now on assignment, your protection, Father, that everyone, Lord, will be under your umbrella, Father, even as your word declares, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we thank you, Father, for your mighty hands, Lord, covering everyone and covering, Lord, even every family, my God, even, Lord, those in Texas, my God, those in the Shadowfield, my God, those in Grandfather, your protection, your peace being established within hearts and minds, because you will keep in perfect peace, whose mind is set upon you. We decree the mind of Christ this day, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Monica? Prophetess Monica.
Oh, God and eternal Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Lord, we give you honor, Father God, tonight. We thank you, God, for this opportunity and this privilege, oh, God, as we come to you, Lord God, tonight. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, that you are the great I am. Father, we pray, oh, God, for those in Texas, oh, God, who have experienced the hurricane. Father God, the water problems that they are having there, God, Lord, and we pray that, God, you, Lord, oh, God, will make the way for them, Lord. We pray, God, that, Father, peace, oh, God, and everything, oh God, will be so whatever they face even now, Lord. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for our spiritual leaders. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for my prophet, Master Prophet Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for them, Lord, and we pray that you continue to bless and keep them there, Father. Lord, we pray also, oh God, for all pastors and ministers, oh God, all missionaries and all those there, God, that God, Father God, you have anointed and sent forth, oh God, to spread your word, oh God, and to teach and to lead, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, for those clergy who will be marching tomorrow, God. Father, you know the reason and the purpose there, Father. All of their steps there, God. Cover them under the blood, oh God. And as they, God, they stand for solidarity and for peace, oh God, we ask for your presence, oh God, and your anointing to be in their presence, oh God. Lord, keep them, oh God. Guide and protect them there, Father, we pray. Father God, I pray for students and teachers who are returning back to school, colleges, university, God. Cover them under the blood, oh God. Keep them there, Father God. Help them, the students, oh God, to have the mind of Christ, and God, give them the desire to want to learn, oh God, and to do their best. Father God, I pray for peace, oh Lord. Father God, I pray for healing, oh God, for sick, for those who are sick and shut in. Lord, help them there, Father. I pray, Lord God, to overcome, Lord God, whatever, Lord God, sickness may take their body. We pray, oh God, and we decree and declare healing in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh God, for the homeless, the fatherless, the motherless, and Father, we pray for the orphans. Father, into your hands we commit them, dear Lord, and we thank you. God, we know, Lord God, that you will supply all our needs, oh God, according to your riches in glory. Father God, I pray that you cover me, oh God, and my family under the blood, and keep us safe, oh God. Cancel every attack by the enemy, oh God, and we decree and declare deliverance and healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you, O God, for the angels that you have sent around us. Father God, for those on the line, O God, for all the prophets, O God, and the prophetess there, God. Lord, we pray for each, for one another. God, continue to strengthen us and give us the desire to be in your presence, O God. Father, to know more of you, dear Lord, and to do your will. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy towards us. Father, have your way, O Lord, as we say thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you now. We thank you for this midnight cry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this day, because we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you now because we know that your word declares that you are our light and you are our salvation. Of whom shall we be afraid, Father God? We thank you now, for we know that what you're doing, that your word decrees and declares that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. We thank you now, Father God, for the light that is shining, Father God, even on our way and even on our path, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your word declares that blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. And we thank you, Lord, for we know that it is your word that begins to declare, Father God, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. We thank you now, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, even inside of your people. We thank you now, Father God, for your fivefold ministry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching all of our bishops, all of our archbishops, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our pastors, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching every reverend, every evangelist, Father God. We thank you for touching even every deacon and deaconess, Father God. Touch every auxiliary now in your church, Father God. We thank you, and we lift up the body of Christ even now before you, Father God. We thank you, and we thank you for the prophets and the prophetess. Right now, I want to lift up your daughter, prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. Begin to heal her, Father God. We thank you for the divine restoration that you're even shewing and shining upon her, Father God, even now. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God, even inside of your daughters, Father God, Prophetess Bessie Allen. We thank you for the healing, Father God, that you're doing to her body. We thank you, Father God, for the work that you're doing even in your ministers, Father God. We thank you for the explosion that is about to happen in Washington, D.C., Father God. We thank you for the ministers' march, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're creating inside of us a clean heart, Father God, and turning the men from their wicked ways. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing inside of each and every one of us. I want to thank you now, Father God, for covering and favoring even those that are widowed or those that are fatherless, Father God. I want to thank you for covering and favoring even the strangers in our land, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing inside of each and every one of us. I won't forget, Father God, to give your name all the praise, give your name all of the glory, the honor, Father God, that is so worthily due in the mighty and precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we come to you on this very morning, God, just to say thank you. To say thank you for all the things that you continue to do in our lives each and every moment and every breath that we take, God. We say thank you for giving us the greater life, God, and giving us the abundance life that we are able to live, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that what the work that you're doing in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have already have given us the authority to decree and to declare the blood of Jesus over everything, God. Father God, we thank you, God, for this minister march that is going on tomorrow, God, that your will is already being done at that very moment, at that time, God. We ask you, God, that let justice be served in your name, God. We ask that all things are working out according to your will, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for our sisters and our brothers that need healing, God, that they're already healed in the name of Jesus, God, and that they're already restored in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, that whatever is lost has already been recovered in your name, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have given us the greater strength, God, and that your peace has already given us strength, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to stand on the word of God, God, that we are able to be conquerors and overcomers over any situation that may try to come against us, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to declare anything of prosperity that may look like death, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to declare prosperity. Thank you, God, that we are able to come against oppression, God, and that we are able to speak life in all situations and circumstances, God. We thank you, God, that you have already have given us the breakthrough and the miracle, God, that we are able to achieve according to your word, God. We thank you, God, that we are able to accomplish all things through Christ, God, that is in us, God. We ask you, God, that you listen to our prayers and let our prayers be sweet to your ears, God. We thank you, God, for our spouses and for our children, God, that you continue to cover them, God. Father God, even look over those that are in the hurricane, God, that your presence, God,
will be their God, and that you will be able to guide them and direct them in the path that they are able to be directed, God. We thank you, God, for our leadership, God, our leadership and our heads that you have put over us, God. We ask that you guide them and direct them, God. Father God, we thank you, God, that you have already favored us in all financial situations, God, and that you have already breakthrough in all financial situations. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this day. But truly, this is the day that you have made. And therefore, Father, in the name of Jesus, we choose to give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the work that you have already started on the inside of each and every one of us that's on this call tonight. And Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you and you alone is perfecting everything that concerns us. And Father God, I want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus for every individual, every household that is represented on this call on this morning. Father, I lift them up, Father. And Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that your will be done, Father. Let thy word live big on the inside of each and every one of them, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that things are shifting and things are turning around. And Father, I thank you right now that the enemy has no power, no authority in our lives because he is already under our feet in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for those that are sick and those that are shut in, Father, and those that have lost their way, Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for those that don't know you, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, that they will get to know you in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you begin to shine the light of your grace and your glory upon your people in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you begin to order our footsteps, Father. Father, I want to thank you right now in the name of Jesus that the miracles will begin to pour out in the lives of your people. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that things and situations will begin to turn around on the sake of your people, Father. Father, I thank you right now, Lord, as we stand in agreement, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, for protection and for safety for those that will be in this march on tomorrow. We pray that the angel of the Lord will surround and bring forth protection, Lord, and no hurt, harm, or danger will befall your people, Father, because, Father, you said if you be lifted up that you would draw all men unto you, Father. And, Father, we thank you right now for the drawing of your spirit, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for the working of your spirit. We want to thank you in the name of Jesus that all shall be well as we move in your spirit and in your glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you. Once again, we want to thank the family. I just love you to life, and we so appreciate you because we know that we are going to stay on this wall until God says differently. So, again, family, I just want to thank you, want to acknowledge you and honor you in the name of Jesus. And let's just, even as we move forth and navigate through this day, let us just continue to keep the march in our prayers and our thoughts that God will be done and God will be lifted up. The name of Jesus will be lifted up and God will prevail against anything that the enemy may try to come against in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to decrease so that you can increase. And once again, we want to thank everyone. Prophet Zim, you can give forth the announcement.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Deborah Jordan, for your leadership and for coming on the call and having a vision to make this happen for the people of God. Amen. I want to thank Prophet Darlene. Thank you so much. Thank you, Company of Prophets that comes on the line. Thank you, listeners, for being faithful and sending your prayer requests. Let someone know. Invite them to come on this call at 12 midnight. We are here Monday, Sunday through Saturday, every night. Invite them and tell them to submit their prayer request at PastorDeborahJordan.com. Want to let everyone know to meet us back here tomorrow morning. Not tomorrow, but in a couple of hours at 9 a.m. we will be going into our daily teaching, especially for those that are part of the Book of the Month. You know that we are on part of the altars. We are on the altars book right now. So invite someone to come on the 9 a.m. conference call. Is there any other announcements from any company of prophets? Please announce it right now.
Amen. And I want to also thank you, Prophetess Naomi. I want to invite the people of God a little later on today to come in and join us at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for our Man Cave Monday. It's going to be with myself,
Prophet James Hamilton, Prophet Prentiss Vanderwall, as well as Prophet Gregory Jackson. Tomorrow's topic is going to be private prayer, public power, and we're coming out of 1 Samuel 1:1. So come and join us tomorrow. It is going to be a phenomenal day. Thank you so much, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen.
Yes, Pastor. Yes, we want to thank our bishop for coming on the call tonight, just giving us a shout-out. We want to thank God for him.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Archbishop. Thank you. Thank
yes,
you, thank
you, Archbishop.
Thank you, Bishop.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, if there's no other announcements, we will say we will see you at the 9 a.m. call, 12 noon, and then we will be back here for our midnight prayer call. Let this be the best Monday that God has ordained for your life, and we will see you back here on the midnight prayer call. God bless.